with my dying breath. From a cheerless room in a curtain gloom, I saw a star from heaven fall. I turned and looked again. But it was gone. All I had and all I know is this dream of you, which keeps me living. Is this dream of you which keeps me living on? Is this dream of you which keeps me living on?
I want. only way to make a change. You better be on time and stand in line with a thousand other people.
And it's a crime for you to opt out.
Yeah, be at the polls and know exactly which hole to fill.
You better learn how to participate. We got a place for those that don't support the state.
We can trade you a number and a seal for your name and your face.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
Sleepless nights aren't so bad. I'm staying up. I'm staying sad. I don't want anything. I don't want anything to change. I like it lonely and I like it strange. I don't want anything to change. You left a mess, you're everywhere. I don't want anything to change. I don't want anything to
91.5 FM.
I lost in a split decision. I'm a loser in a split decision. truth like a disguise. It's a shame when the truth like a
there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
Thank you. A lot of people say now, a lot of people say now, yeah. 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Ain't no time for reminiscing. Not me, sir, thanks a lot. All the hugging and the kissing that I really never stop. You think you got me pinned, 'cause you see the snow on top. But you can ask my baby, you don't know diddly squat. I'm hot. You can ask my baby.
Thank you. No sweet smiling face. almost never embracing understanding our moods without attitude. So I'll stay home and struggle as I learn to uncouple and let go of words and find love on new terms. Love can elude us when our partners confuse us, but our four-legged friends never cease to amuse us. You get the gist. Who gets the first kiss? Is it my sweet talking baby or my four-legged lady? 'Cause four-legged love is one for the ages. We give them our hearts and they are sages. Their love's unconditional, they never talk back. They agree with our politics and don't give us flack for our quirks and shortcomings, despite their misgivings. From felines to turtles, they try not to hurt us. Find a four-legged friend for the best dividend.